Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. You squad after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Matt Kentenser's here. Ken's a longtime 8-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of SpiderWorks, Inc., author of Cause a Disturbance, best-selling books, Cause a Disturbance, and The 90% Rule. And he's been sharing his wisdom with us for a long time. And he's our good friend all the way from the frozen north. Not too frozen right now. Ken Tenser, welcome back.
Thank you. No, it's been about 100 degrees the last few days, so we're thawing out here.
There you go. Hey, Ken, it's good to have you back. I was telling the audience about some of the things that are on, I know that are on your mind today about you know, what it takes to be to sustain. You hear the term successful entrepreneur. To me, success is being able to sustain it, not only to create something that the people will buy, but to create something that they'll come back and buy again. What do you think?
Absolutely, and especially like, you know, I'm in year 27, and I think one of my pop culture North Stars was an American Express gold card headline that came out when I was only in university, and it said, nobody ever promised you a rose garden, so
right.
You grew your own. And I saw that, and I said, you know what? That's what I want to do with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd grown up surrounded by entrepreneurs. I'd seen them, you know, take their lumps, get through it, go forward. And I said, that's what I want to commit to. And absolutely, you're right. It is a customer focus in the end. Anybody who wants to sustain is not thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about, you know, what they're making in terms of themselves. They're thinking about the customer or customers and what it is that they want, how they can disturb or change or benefit or help them in their lives. So absolutely, it's sustainability. It's a tough thing as an entrepreneur.
What has been the thing that you think is the essential, the essence? What is the quirk in all that?
Well, I'll tell you the four values that I've always focused on are passion, resilience, curiosity, and integrity. You know, you got to keep passionate about what you're doing. You got to find ways to take a little time off and to focus or refocus on who you are and what your business is providing. Resilience for sure. You know, all those things they tell you about being an entrepreneur and setting your own hours, and you can choose to work any 24 hours of any 7
mm-hmm.
days you want.
Mm-hmm.
Each week, you got to be resilient. And then you've got to be curious. I mean, you always have to be thinking about what's next and what's new. And that's really what's driven me in my career through my businesses and what I focused on in my books.
Well, I agree. And passion, resilience, curiosity, and integrity, is that the four?
Yeah, and integrity, absolutely. That's the fourth that I mentioned and go into. But you're not going to sustain if you don't have integrity, if you don't treat people well, if you don't treat your team well, yourself well, your family well, your suppliers. It's nobody makes it on their own. That's
well, when
sure.
you start out, like I was, I mean, you've heard of someone being undercapitalized. That assumes you have capital, right? I was negative capital. And when I started out 31 years ago, and at that moment, that's all you have is you have two things. You have integrity and you have the ability to believe in yourself. That's all you have, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's funny. I always kid, you know, my business partner and I, when we started, we used to rub our credit cards for good luck every morning and hope they worked. And it's funny because there's a couple of really key suppliers, a couple of people who very early on really believed in what we were doing and really trusted us and provided us credit. And it changed our lives. And I'm not talking about a lot. I was talking about maybe accepting orders for supplies of $3,000 to $5,000. But while it doesn't seem like a lot, you know, 27 years ago when you have zero or when you have negative, as you're saying, that got us through. That got us started.
But that, but there's no doubt. And I wasn't there. I don't know anything about what you just said. But I promise you, the way you behaved, the integrity that they saw in you was why they did it.
Well, I think so. I mean, one,
You didn't have anything else, did you? I mean, at that point.
No, I didn't. I had drive. I had passion. I presented my case. I wasn't above begging. I had, I believe, and I still believe I have integrity in the way I treat, myself, my family, and everybody around me. I think that gets you further in life maybe than anything, especially in tough times.
There's no question about it, and I have to say, I'm definitely one of my favorite stories that I like to tell and I like to think about. For myself, I tell myself this story, and that's about the turtle that was sitting on top of the fence post, and somebody said, "How'd you get up there?" And he said, "Well, obviously not by myself." And that's right. That's your story. That's also my story. I think back now that you and I are in the position to help other people, you're in a position to be that supplier, I'm in the position to be that person who helped me. And people say, "Thank you. You didn't have to do that." And I said, "I said, yes, I did."
Absolutely. I mean, you're so right to pay it back and pay it forward. And I really tried to do that now. You know, the latest hires, and we've been fortunate. We've actually been hiring over the last few months.
Good.
A lot of people coming out of university and really trying to give back, bringing in more interns, trying to teach and impart whatever we know, for better or worse.
Right.
And it's just so important to me.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the thing, folks. If you're in a position where someone is helping you, don't feel bad about that. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be embarrassed about that. Take it. If somebody will help you, take it. Thank them profusely. Call them back tomorrow and thank them again. Earn whatever they gave you and then make a vow to give it back. Ken, what you think? Last thoughts.
So I absolutely, and you know, it's funny, my wife's been a very successful entrepreneur for a long time as well, and as the pandemic struck and we really
prepared
no matter how long we've been at
hold that thought. I gotta take a quick break. We'll let him pick up on that story after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We're right back with Ken Tenser.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.